producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Eva, welcome. How may I help you, Cookie?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I'm actually calling for another caller. So I listened to your podcast, and I'm a bit behind, but I'm calling regarding Michael, who called on February 2nd, the neuroradiologist in Florida, who was so unhappy with where he was living.
Right.
And y'all were trying to figure out a place for him to go.
And I said,
so, while I was listening, I was thinking he should move here, which is in the Durham, Chapel Hill, North Carolina area.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not a native, but I have to say he would probably have a lot of opportunity here, and it might suit his lifestyle that he's looking for a little better, because we have Duke University Hospital,
yep.
UNC Hospital, two children's hospitals, and all the hospitals in Raleigh are actually highly rated as well. But here in central North Carolina, of course, the weather, he's got nice warm summers. We might get some snow since he's from up north. And there's, you know, lots of hiking, huge forest preservation here, tons of trails. And then in the summer, of course, he's 2.5 hours away from the coastline for just about any beach he would want to go to. And everything's just a little more settled here. He'll run into the occasional large earring or whatever, but it's not like
on a dude.
Yeah. Right. It's not an highly eclectic, you know, area where he would constantly be running into people that make him uncomfortable. So.
I have two things. First of all, the Chamber of Commerce is going to love you, Eva. They're going to make this National Eva Day.
Yeah.
All right, so I just saw a documentary that was set in Durham.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they kept talking about was supposedly that the defendant was bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it would be almost impossible to get a fair trial in Durham for somebody who was self-professed bisexual. So the implication being that, and although the trial I think was actually set about 5 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me a little bit about, I guess, about racial politics and about sexual politics.
Well, on the sexual politics side, I will say that I'm very proud of my county, which is Orange County, right next to Durham, who overwhelmingly voted for same-sex marriage. It's a little more, a little more forward-thinking. The Durham court system, I can't really comment too much on that, but I know that there has been issues. Probably not unlike a lot of places in the country, but, it seems like we're maybe moving in the right direction.
Okay.
And so I'm hopeful that that would be changing.
It's not a terribly fair question to ask you, except that I had just seen this documentary. It's actually, I think it's on HBO. You folks can look for it. It's called The Staircase.
Oh, I know that because, that gentleman,
Michael Peterson. Yeah,
you're not going to believe this, but we know him, actually. My husband.
Eva, tell me about this.
Train with him at the gym.
Wow.
And he lived not too far from us. He was at our wedding, actually.
Wow.
Exactly. The only thing I can say about that situation is that, and they probably said this in the documentary, that he was extremely critical of the police department and local government in a column that he wrote. And
correct. And had been
thought that might have a lot to do with it.
The combination for folks. Let me just indulge me a little bit.
Sure.
It's an 8-part series. I think it's about 375 minutes. It's very well done. It's part of the called a crime documentary series, and it includes The Thin Blue Line, which, if you haven't seen it, is a terrific. They're saying it's the only documentary that's ever gotten somebody off death row. I'm not sure that that's true, but it certainly was the first one, and it's really ushered in the era of documentaries as muckrakers of changing society. But anyway, this one is an 8-part series. It concerns Michael Peterson, who was a novelist who, as Eva points out, had written columns for the local newspaper, the Durham, what's the name of the Durham paper, whatever it is?
The Herald
Free Press?
Sun?
No, it's the Detroit. What is it?
The Herald Sun.
I think so. Criticizing the police and I think the mayor. And then and he was also a novelist, had mm-hmm. done very well, had a very fancy house,
mm-hmm.
and called 911 one night to say his wife had fallen down the stairs and was dead. And I'm not going to tell you very well, I suppose I could tell you a little bit about why they'd make a documentary about it. Although it's a little unclear about how they got all the footage and whatever. I'm always amazed that documentarians just happen to be in the right place at the wrong time or something.
I know.
And it turns out just before he went to trial, like a couple weeks before, it came to light that when he was living in Germany, that friends of the family, that he had been the last person to see a woman who also fell down a staircase and died, and as a result, he adopted her two daughters. So that certainly complicated things. But the gist of the, I mean, it's eight parts, so it's not a simple story. But it one of the things that keeps coming up repeatedly was, well, this is the South, this is Durham, so. I just was curious about that, but I agree with you. I had some friends who lived down there, and I thought it was beautiful for being a relatively big city. It had a lot of trees and its beautiful campuses and sort of a nice combination of urban suburban, because they had lovely homes that were kind of sprawling but were still part of the sort of city proper. So good,
it is.
Good
it's
suggestion.
Really beautiful, and Durham has done a huge revitalization project over the past few years, and it's really gorgeous down there. And Chapel Hill everywhere as well. Lots of great restaurants. And he was also talking about just cultural arts, and I mean, you know, we've got everything from, you know, visiting classical artists to Broadway shows and lots of bands and ballets and symphony, just lots of great venues and many things to choose from.
That's great. I would also argue
spend a ton of money on shows around here, but
I would also add that being somebody who was born in the South, who's lived most of my life in the Northeast, or a large part of my adult life in the Northeast, it's a nice combination of North and South.
It very much is. I grew up in Richmond, which, of course, is the South as well, but a little more progressive at the time, kind of. But I didn't really feel like a Southerner. And when I moved to North Carolina, I was surprised, really, at how much I liked it. I think there's definitely still, you know, a lot of prejudice under the radar, if not overt, which I guess, you know, at least if someone's overt, you know who you're dealing with. But a lot of wonderful people and very welcoming. And he would probably also like the fact that, you know, there seems to be a huge migration of people from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, making their way down here.
Well, there's an art
colony. Lots of people from the north.
Someplace around there as well.
I'm sorry?
There's an art colony somewhere around there, isn't there, as well?
There is. In Hillsborough, which is right beside Chapel Hill, and Chapel Hill, there's a huge art community. A lot of writers have found their way to Hillsboro, which is a very tiny historic town. And
even
the
Chamber
about
of Commerce is going to make this National Leva Day.
Yeah, well, you know, that wouldn't be too bad, I guess. But I would highly recommend him looking into it, and I hope he's listening, because I think it fits into a lot of things that he was
well,
hoping
well,
to
thanks
find.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye. Take care.
855-993-7569. What a cool idea. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life.
It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, my little adorable listeners, there are two things that I wanted to bring your attention. One is every time I brush my teeth in the morning, I remind myself to remind you guys about the Colgate ad during the Super Bowl of not running the water where you're brushing your teeth. All right? Just put a little water in your toothbrush, scrub away, and then turn the water back on to rinse it, and you'll save 4 gallons of water every time you do that, and that's a lot of water to save, all right? So if we all start doing that, it's just a matter of getting in the habit, and I know for all of us, for all those years, since our mom and dad taught us to brush the uppers and lowers, have been running the water, there's no need to do it. In fact, there's a really good reason not to do it. So I'm reminding you, and from time to time, I will, when I brush my teeth in the morning, remind myself to remind you not to do that, all right? So don't run the water while you're brushing your teeth. And teach your kids not to do it. 4 gallons every time you brush your teeth, okay? If you do it, even if you're doing it twice a day, that's 8 gallons a day. That's 56 gallons a week per person. Supposedly, 10% of the people who watch Super Bowl ads, which is 114 million people, or 104, I think 112 this year, was slightly less than last year. And supposedly a little over 10% of the people change their behavior because of the ads. So we're talking, what, 56 gallons a week times 11 million people? It's a lot of saved water. So be the first, second, third in your community. Alrighty? So that was number one. I've been trying to remind myself to do that since the Super Bowl. The second is I have to tell you a story, and I think what the upshot is, I bought a new lamp. I know you don't care. It's all right. For the bedroom, because I read a lot in bed, and the light just wasn't very good, and so I found the lamp. In fact, I found two, one for each side of the bed. And I have a canopy bed with a very ornate headboard. And so I decided I have a clock plugged in there and then two lamps. So I had a power stirrup, and I was going to – unplugging the one lamp was easy. You just yank on it. Not the world's smartest thing to do, but not very difficult. And then plugging everything into the power cord, and so I had to plug the power cord back into the outlet. And I got my hand stuck between the slots. And it's metal. And I don't – I mean, from my fingers to my elbow went in fine, and then I don't have very big arms to begin with, and I got it stuck. And it's metal. And I thought, there's nobody in the building who's going to have skinnier arms than I do. And I was stuck. And I'm a little claustrophobic to begin with. And all I could think of was, they're going to find my body in a week, stuck in here. And I could feel my arms swelling. And I could feel the panic. And so I was sitting there thinking, okay, this is, I mean, you're going to have to do something. You can't die. And so I sort of... The logical part of my mind comes in and says, okay, well, instead of yanking up, maybe you could try twisting. And it occurred to me that I could probably spit on my arm and lower the surface tension. To make a long story a little shorter, I got my arm out. Except that I've still got the same problem. So what happened, one of the reasons that it was so difficult to reach the plug was that I have two mattresses stuck on top of each other. You know, Princess and a P. So I finally figured out, well, I couldn't get under the bed because there wasn't enough clearance. And if I was unhappy getting stuck with my arm, I'm not going to get stuck under the bed. I mean, this is... So I finally figured out that if I got between the two mattresses and put... And one of the mattresses is like a, you know, it's a Tempur-Pedic, and it weighs a lot. But if I could kind of get my shoulders underneath it so my back was supporting it, then I could plug it in because the lower part of the bed had more clearance, which I did. But what I realized is... That I've fallen and I can't get up. I've decided I'm never going any place in the house without my cell phone from now on, and make sure my cell phone is charged, because all I'm sitting there thinking is the panic is rising up. There, you know, my phone's in the other room. I can't call anybody to come and help me. If I yell, no one's going to hear it, and I just assume not, you know, chew my arm off at the elbow, a coyote date. So, and I was talking to a friend about it, and he said, I never, because he had come over for breakfast, and he said, can I use your bathroom, because he'd been driving. I said, sure. And he takes his cell phone. I said, you don't need your cell phone in the bathroom. And so later I was telling him the story. He said, Joy, I never go any place without my cell phone. that it's not only that other people can get in touch with me, but if something happens, it's the equivalent of I fell down and I can't get up. So that's my story. But it was for a couple minutes there, and it probably was not very long. It's probably maybe the whole episode took maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes. But when you're caught, and once I tell that story, everybody has a story like that. A woman was telling me that she got her foot caught between the bed and the box springs, and it's a tight fit, and she couldn't get her foot out. I mean, everybody has a story like that. So that's my new sort of cautionary tale. Don't run the water when you're brushing your teeth, and do take your cell phone every place with you, so if something happens, you can call and get some help.
You know, it's so funny that you just told that story, because I actually don't have my cell phone with me today, because I had forgot it at home when I left. And
it makes you feel naked, doesn't it?
Yeah. You don't really realize how
dependent
important it is, you know, or yeah, how dependent you are on it until you don't have it, and yeah.
Well, and
I feel like I have an arm missing or something right now. It's crazy.
Well, and it's amazing. First of all, and we were over the weekend. People get lost in cell phones and Google Maps. I mean, we've become so dependent on it. And in fact, my friend who came to visit said that he got lost. He was an hour late. Luckily, I'm not dating him, or I would have blown him off. We don't allow that kind of thing. He's a friend, so. And he said that he had put the information into his iPad and was, taking the left turn, right turn, and all of a sudden it stopped and he didn't know whether to go left or right, and it turned out his battery was gone. So he went the wrong direction and got, very lost, and it was also interesting, being the psychologist I am. I mean, nobody's happy when they get lost, especially when they're gonna be late. But he said, I got nauseous and panicky. And I don't get nauseous and panicky when I get lost. I just get lost. And you call somebody and say, all right, I'm lost. And I also try to make sure that my cell phone is mostly charged. But I now have a new philosophy of taking my cell phone with me. Because especially for people who live alone, that idea, I fell down and I can't get up. Because all I can think about is I can't get to my cell phone. It's in the other room to get somebody to come and get me out of this. But from now on, because about 5 o'clock, I was okay. This happened, Saturday. And Saturday I was okay. I mean, I have this huge bruise on my arm that looks like a tattoo. But I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning and thought, oh, my God, you could have really been in trouble. So from now on, cell phone goes with me. For all of you, make sure your cell phone is charged and take it with you. It doesn't mean you have to be on it. It doesn't mean when there are other people around that you can talk on it. But in terms of emergency situations, I think my cell phone is now going to be part of my walk around stuff. But and Manny, you can borrow my cell phone today if you need to.
That works.
Because I know when you forget your cell phone, you think, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Alrighty, 855-993. But man, that feeling, oh my gosh, I'm stuck. It happened to me once before. I put my arm to try and loosen a chain and got it stuck. I know I'm a klutz. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Alrighty, my adorable misses. So, this being President's Day, I really liked it a lot when we had two separate holidays, but I guess that's just being old-fashioned on my part. 855-993-7569. I thought we'd talk about, we gave all of you guys an opportunity to lecture the candidates. And without respect to political party or anything else, just what you'd like the candidates to know from you. So, and we did a bunch of them last week, and let's finish them up today.
Sure. We've got one here from Nancy, and she says, please bring the military back to the state it was in so we can be safe and armed against terrorists.
The state the military was in when is one of the questions, isn't it? Because the state of warfare has changed so significantly. I mean, even between World War One and World War Two, between World War Two and Korea, between Korea and the Falklands, certainly between Iraq. I mean, when do you want to brought back to number one? Number two, the question about boots on the ground, I think, is a very different one than we're talking about technology these days. So it's an interesting. We need more of a perspective, I think, than that. I hear what you're saying, which is, well, I don't know exactly what you're saying. I shouldn't say that. We talked last week about the idea that even though we have an all-volunteer army, that males between the ages of 18 and 34 are still supposed to register for the draft, and it's illegal not to. Talking about women registering for the draft, as you know, I'm personally in favor of some kind of national service for at least a couple of years, either when you graduate from high school or 18, whichever comes first, but doesn't necessarily have to be a military. So I guess the question I would have for you is bring the military back to a status when, under what circumstances?
Bill says, Donald Trump, no more incompetent business as usual, from the lib mindset.
So I'm not clear. Are they saying that Donald Trump is not competent or is competent?
As it says, no more incompetent business as usual from the lib mindset.
So they're saying that Donald Trump is a competent businessman.
I guess so.
It's a little ambiguous, don't you think?
Just a tad, yeah, probably.
Okay, so I don't know if that's being for Donald or against Donald or maybe just ambivalent about Donald. Okay.
Steve says, if you say it, back it up and do it.
Good luck on that one, Sugar Plum. You know, my favorite thing of the last probably decade, and I've talked about it before, but I think it's even more important now, was a group of documentarians, my favorite folks these days, from California, who were trying to get a constitutional amendment that had two parts to it. And they went to North Dakota because North Dakota apparently has the one of the smaller populations, and they're relatively focused. They're relatively concentrated. So the two parts of the constitutional amendment that they wanted to be put on the ballot nationally were that, number one, that any representative or senator who voted on any bill had to attest under penalty of perjury that they'd actually read the law before they voted on it. Think about that. That they had to say that they'd actually read it and they would be held accountable for having read it before they voted, number one. And number two, that any law that was up for any kind of any legislation had to be published in a public forum. I can't remember if it's 2 weeks or a month before the vote was actually taken. I think, let's say it was a month just for practical purposes. Couldn't get it on the ballot. Think about that. That we're requiring the people who spend our tax dollars to read something before they vote on it and to let the rest of us see what it's going to be before they vote on it. Couldn't get it across. Now, as far as I'm concerned, as citizens of a democracy, all of us should be demanding that all the time. And it should be certainly be part of the Constitution or part of the amendments. And we should hold all of our public servants accountable for it, that you don't vote on something before you know what you're voting on. And we want to know what you're voting on as well. Couldn't get it passed. Okay.
Mark says, just a couple more here. Mark says, make healthcare very affordable for all citizens and college as well.
Well, certainly, whether you like it or don't like it, Obamacare certainly moved in that direction. What did I just realize? I just saw the statistics about how many people had actually signed up. It's millions, which, let's see if I can actually find out how many people have signed up. This is something I felt strongly about, not for me, but because I have a family member who is, you know, I send her money for health insurance and she goes on cruises, and you could argue that, well, that's her problem. But, I mean, you want, and when I've had TV shows, usually for a first-year TV show, the staff isn't included for medical care. They're not covered. And I paid a doctor to come because these are my kids. You know, I want them to be healthy, not only so they can work on the show, but so they can be healthy. But there are a whole bunch of people who just don't have the basics, and a doctor's visit is literally beyond their budget, so they get sick. So it's certainly not a perfect plan, but as I point out, that Steve Jobs, when he puts out a new computer, it takes 6 months to debug it, and Social Security took a while to debug. So what can I tell you?
And then last one here from Bonnie. She just says, be nice. The world is watching.
How about be kind?
Yeah.
Or be polite.
It does get pretty it does get pretty chippy between these candidates when they're
debating. Yeah, I mean, I really think that that the idea of just being polite to one another, although again, Barbara Bush said, you know, don't be quite so polite.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm just trying to see 106,000 people signed up that was in October. 30 million Americans have gotten health insurance under Obamacare. The rate of uninsured adults has dropped to 12.3%. That's pretty impressive. 30 million people that now have some kind of health care that didn't before. Again, it doesn't concern me directly, except I pay taxes, which of course means it does concern me. But having dealt with a family member who didn't have health insurance and a whole group of kids, they were adults, but who didn't have any health insurance, I am very much in favor. We're the richest country in the world, or, well, sort of more or less-ish. And we should provide for each other. College education, the most positive part of that, as far as I'm concerned, is, and it's part of what my foundation is sort of moving toward, is community college. That there are now three states that if you're a citizen of that state and you keep up, I think it's a B-minus average, you get free community college with the option of being able to move on to a four-year. And I think that's terrific. I'm very much in favor of that. I'm not sure everybody needs or wants a college degree, but if you go to any college, I mean, whether it's Harvard or Yale or Podunk U, the first 2 years are about the same no matter where you go, and you might as well get them as cheaply as possible. Doesn't mean that the teaching is going to be any less positive. It doesn't mean you're going to learn any less, but it means that you don't have people going into huge debt to get a college education. So, I'm not convinced that the candidates are going to listen to any of this, but at least we tried, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
All righty. 855-993-7569. What have I got? I've got about a minute or
two. About 30 seconds here.
Well, all right, if I've got 30 seconds, we'll wait. When Deadpool just clobbered all the February statistics. Ryan Reynolds has a hit on his hand. Said, which doesn't, I mean, January, February movies are in general so lousy. But, the competition was, apparently they said 26 years was too long for Zoolander, which I thought was kind of a mess to begin with, but at least it was different then.
Are the Oscars this weekend?
No, they're at the end of the month.
Okay.
I think, yeah. I'll check it to make sure, but I'm almost sure. I think they're the
28th?
29th, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, did you just look it up?
No, I was just...
You're just agreeing with me.
Yeah.
I love it when you agree with me. All right, I'll look it up.
That's
always
part of the plan.
Back. That's your job. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, 855-993-7569. America, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Oh, yes, thank you. And I know that we don't have that much time, but it's a quick comment, Dr. Joy. I hear you over a podcast. I listened to you on the podcast, so I'm not really sure what you were talking today, but eventually I will know. So just so you know, it's not about this. But every time that you talk about the order of the, child
Birth order.
The birth order. I greet my kid because I agree with you in so many ways when you talk about, you know, the firstborn and the middle child and the little one and the baby in the family and all that and how the mechanics, you know, in the family and all. It is, in some point of my life, it was like that. But I just wanted to give my my opinion that sometimes middle children succeed. And I'm a middle child, of course, and that's why I greet my teen every time.
Oh, honey, I'm not saying that they don't succeed. I'm just saying they succeed in a because all of those positions can succeed. They just succeed in very different ways. Okay. No, I'm not saying...
And I know that you are the firstborn and you have, you know, you know, how they see you in the family and you're very successful and everything. But in my particular case, you know, I'm the only one that is married and that is happy and stable, and my older, you know, and my youngest, I mean, it's like a mess. Actually, I'm the one rescuing, and so every time that you start with that, like,
I hear what you're saying, but let me just clarify. All I'm saying is that, for example, your older sib has, and certainly middle children quite often do very well because they're really good at people pleasing. They're very good at negotiation. They are quite often less driven by ambition. They require less taken. They are less quite often ambitious than the oldest child. They quite often are much more independent than the youngest child. Everybody can succeed. They just succeed in very different ways and with very different tools. So I'm not saying that the birth order determines whether you're going to be successful or a failure. I'm just saying that how you run your life is amazingly consistent with what number you are in the family. However, having said that, there are all sorts of variables. For example, male versus female. Whether it's you're all related by, you have share the same parents. Which country you grew up in. What the difference between the sibs is. Certainly any kind of disabilities. There are all sorts of things that influence it. And please don't misunderstand me. I never suggested or never meant to suggest that the only way to be successful is to be the oldest child. Oldest children have different issues than middle children, than youngest children. Oldest children quite often don't have as successful relationships as middle children. The point is that they quite often are in leadership roles, which doesn't necessarily mean they're happy and doesn't necessarily mean they're successful per se. There are more first children who are head of Fortune 500 companies, but that's because they're in leadership roles. Leaders aren't necessarily happy. Leaders aren't necessarily have good domestic relationships. Leaders don't necessarily feel loved. So my point is just that there are different ways of succeeding that are amazingly consistent depending on where you are. And, of course, if there are more than three people in the family, then you've got, I mean, or if you've got an even number of kids, there's no middle child, or there are two middle children in theory. So there are a huge number of variations. It's just kind of fun for me. It's like, let me give you another outrageously abstract statement that is more true than not true, but nothing works all the time, which is that men use sex to make up and women want to make up before they have sex. Okay? Not 100% true, but is a useful... Here's my thing, America. Ideas are for using, not believing. So if someone says to me, oh, well, they're still living at home and you know, they mom and dad pay for everything, and they, you know, they dropped out of school. If I had to guess, I would guess that would be, what would you guess with that description?
Yeah, so it's a middle child.
No, I would have said that was the youngest child.
Oh, yes, you're right, because, you know, they're the baby of the family.
Yeah, and it's again, they're not 100% true, and there's going to be huge variations in people and again, just sexual differences, part of the world they grew up in, whether there's a divorce, whether it's a first marriage, whether there's 2 years or 15 years between sibs. But having said that, it's amazing how often some of those things come up. But again, middle children tend to be really successful in relationships because you're used to dealing with the older and the younger. You're sort of dealing with you can also be the pot stirrer. You can also be the one who sort of makes plays people off because you're really good at figuring out what people want.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you a lot of what you said about the middle child, and that was my childhood. I think that that was my childhood because my youngest sister, my mom got pregnant when I was 9 months old. So when I was 18 months old or before just that, my mom couldn't even carry me,
She had another baby.
Yes, and I was very, shy, and I didn't want people, because, she was the star, and she was, very outgoing, but I became, very shy and very, secluded and all that, I guess, and then I see my older sister that she's like 13 years older than me. So, of course, when I remember her, she was already driving in the front seat and, being with adults and talking. So, yeah, I get all that. But now when we are all adults, it's like I see one side, it's a mess. I see the other side, it's a bigger mess. So I'm thinking, really? And this is a situation that you mentioned where two middle children, because my brother is also a middle. It was my older sister, then my brother, and then me, and then the little one. So the both in the middle is the one that we are getting, getting by better,
But understand, it's first of all, as far as I'm concerned, it's only a competition it's sibling rivalry when you're kids. Doesn't necessarily mean very much when you're an adult, but it does. You can see how it informed you, and I think your examples are great examples of, my mom couldn't carry me around anymore because she had this other baby. You learn different ways of behaving. America, is America really your first name?
Absolutely.
It's a great first name, Sugar. Listen, thanks for calling. And congratulations on being a happy person. God bless America. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.